All right, we're down to the last minute, and now it's time to vote.
And maybe you've heard about the biggest statewide races or the important local issues in your town. You might even already know who's got your vote for governor or for Congress.
But when it comes to the races that haven't been on your mind all year, we've got you covered. I'm Liam Elder Connors, and I produce Morning Edition at Vermont Public Radio.
And I'm Annie Russell. I produce All Things Considered at VPR. One of those races might be Secretary of State. Liam, pop quiz, what does the Secretary of State do?
Well, the Secretary of State does a couple of things. The big one folks might be familiar with is that they monitor the election process. Candidates have to register with the Secretary of State to get on the ballot. And then the Secretary of State also monitors campaign financing and spending and makes sure that the voting systems in Vermont are safe and fair.
Okay, what else?
It's kind of a smorgasbord. The Secretary of State also oversees the state archive, the licensing of health and safety professionals, and the registration of businesses. So if you wanted to start that, you know, acupuncturist business or the barbershop you've always dreamed about, you got to register through the Secretary of State's office and then follow certain rules related to that profession. The Secretary of State also helps towns and state governments remain in compliance with the Vermont Open Records laws.
All right, so that's the job. Who wants it?
Well, this year there are two candidates, Jim Condos and Mary Alice Herbert, and we talked to both of them at VPR.
Okay, start with Jim Condos. Tell me more.
Right, so Jim Condos is both the Democratic and the Republican candidate. He's also the incumbent and running for a fourth term in office.
So I guess he likes the job.
We didn't exactly ask him that, but Condos does say when he first ran in 2010, his pitch was he was going to transform the office and work on making it more open, transparent, and technologically savvy. He says he's made strides in accomplishing that, but he still wants to do more.
We have tremendous amounts of information that are available to the public, and we have more information today that's available on our website than there was a year ago or 2 years ago or 6 years ago. And I think what we've been doing is always looking at the way of how we present that information and trying to make it easily accessible, easy to find, and make it so that people have access to that information. We believe that good government is it provides good access to its public. And frankly, the Constitution demands it.
That's from an interview with VPR's Mitch Wortlieb. We talked to Jim Condos last month. In that conversation, we also talked to Condos about the election process, and Condos had some thoughts about how he'd like to change elections.
Frankly, I think we should make it a national holiday. I think the general election in November should be a national holiday and have that as a non-working day so that everybody can have the opportunity to go there to cast their constitutionally defended ballot.
Okay, so that's Jim Condos. Who is Mary Alice Herbert?
She's the Liberty Union candidate. Mary Alice Herbert's a retired elementary school teacher. In past elections, she's also run for governor and lieutenant governor.
So why is she running for Secretary of State?
I'll let her answer that one.
I'm a retired elementary school teacher, and I have that experience of working with the public. And I've, over the years, kind of come to learn about the Secretary of State's office and what it entails.
Herbert also says that since the Secretary of State's office does so many things, including licensing businesses, it also has the ability to shape the way our state looks, which can in turn shape people's attitudes. She also says it's a good race to be in because it helps the Liberty Union Party get enough votes to achieve major party status in Vermont.
So that's been important. I think we add something to the discussion each year. I think we have one of the most beautiful political platforms I've ever read. And it begins by saying that all the world's resources should be used to benefit the people of the world, and that we should have free health care for everyone.
Herbert also says she'd like to change elections to have easier access for parties like the Liberty Union.
So there you have it, the Secretary of State's race. Time to Vote is produced by me, Annie Russell.
And me, Liam Elder Connors. Our editor is John Dillon.
We have digital support from Emily Alphen Johnson, Sarah Simon, and Jonathan Butler.
As well as Taylor Dobbs, Angela Evansy, and Meg Malone. You can find the rest of the Time to Vote series online at vpr.net when you search for Time to Vote.
Thanks for listening.